This is Vision for Christ, Toledo, Ohio, USA. My name is Tim Taylor. We desire that you will find Jesus through this broadcast, surrender your life to Christ, repent, and dedicate your life to His service in a living, loving, active faith. First, please join with me in prayer to God through Jesus Christ. Father God, I want to praise and make the name of God Almighty and His only Son, Jesus Christ, great and powerful before all of the many people listening today. May the words that I speak be the right words to communicate the glory of Your one and only Son, Jesus Christ, who died to pay the penalty for sin for everyone who individually believes and trusts in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of their sin. Give to each person listening the faith to trust in Jesus as their personal Savior, so they can know that through Jesus they have eternal life. Let the words of my mouth and the thoughts of my heart be pleasing in Your eyes, O Lord, my rock and the one who saves me. I make this prayer to our Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. I want to let everyone know about our Vision for Christ internet website, gospel2africa.com. It works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. At that website, you can listen to past, present, and future programs. Pastor Terry Priestapp and his wife Jean have written many Bible blog articles to help you in your Christian life. That website address is gospel2africa.com. On Facebook, facebook.com/gospel2africa. At our Facebook page, we have internet links to African language Bibles that you can read online. Those links are at our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. I have come across many people in my life who express their basic goodness in one way or another. It usually comes out of their mouth in phrases like these. That gospel stuff is okay for really bad people, but I'm not that much of a sinner, really, you know. I treat my family and neighbors well. I am generous in the community. I do not cheat people. I seldom lie. I am faithful to my wife. That all should be good enough for God. After all, just how good does God expect me to be anyway? I'm better than a lot of people I know, so I figure God should let me into heaven when I die. I think I have it coming to me. Well, have you ever heard someone talk like this before? Have you yourself ever said words like these or something similar? Most people think this way before they have repented of their sin before God. People tend to minimize their sin and think God should find our attempts at being righteous to be good enough. Well, God does not think our self-righteousness is good enough. If He did, then God never needed to send Jesus Christ, His only Son, to earth to die a sacrificial death on behalf of those who would believe in Jesus. Jesus did not live on earth just to be a moral example of a good life and to heal people and say wise sayings. Jesus was born on earth for the purpose of dying for the sins of those who would believe in Him. That is how seriously God takes sin. God willingly sacrificed His only Son to make people acceptable to Himself. If only people would give up their sinful ways, turn from them, that's repentance, and place their complete faith and trust in the sacrifice of Jesus. Psalm 7, verse 11 says, God is an honest judge. He is angry with the wicked every day. And I would add personally that God has every right to be angry with us if we refuse the offer of Jesus Christ, who can make us right with God. The moral divide between us and God is infinite. It is inexpressible, but I will try to express it anyway. God is completely perfect, flawless, sinless. God is the definition of morality and purity. We humans come out of our mother's womb infected morally with sin that we inherited from Adam and Eve when they sinned in the Garden of Eden at the beginning of time. So even though newborn babies look sweet and innocent, in fact, they are morally depraved in their heart. In a few months, maybe in their first or second year of life, these sweet babies will show themselves to be selfish, demanding their own way, perhaps mean acting to their parents or mean to their brothers or sisters. Adam and Eve had God for a parent, and they still sinned. And their son, Cain, was the first murderer. No, evil environment did this. Sin is an inherited disease of the soul. In Psalm chapter 51, verses 3 to 5, we read words from Israel's ancient King David, describing himself after he had been confronted by the prophet Nathan about David's sins of murder and adultery. David repents before God and says, "For I am aware of my rebellious acts. I am forever conscious of my sin. Against you, you above all, I have sinned. I have done what is evil in your sight. So you are just when you confront me. You are right when you condemn me. Look, I was guilty of sin from birth, a sinner the moment my mother conceived me." In the New Testament book of 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 through 10, we read these words, "If we say we do not bear the guilt of sin, we are deceiving ourselves, and the truth is not in us. But if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous, forgiving us our sins and cleansing us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us." Even the Apostle Paul describes the state of the human heart this way in Romans 7:18. "For I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh." The Old Testament prophet Isaiah describes sin very graphically in chapter 64 and verse 6. "We are all like one who is unclean. All our so-called righteous acts are like a menstrual rag in your sight. We all wither like a leaf. Our sins carry us away like the wind." Romans chapter 2, verses 4 and 5 tells us, "Or do you have contempt for the wealth of his kindness, forbearance, and patience, and yet do not know that God's kindness leads you to repentance? But because of your stubbornness and your unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourselves in the day of wrath when God's righteous judgment is revealed." When we ignore God and his holiness, his perfection, and his perfect standard for heaven, we tend to try to make our own sins seem small and petty, when really our sins are enormous. Even in the best, kindest, meekest of us, our sins are huge. John Newton, a one-time English sailing shipmaster who at one time traded slaves and then later repented and came to Christ for forgiveness, said this in his later life, "I am a great sinner, and Christ is a great Savior." Romans chapter 5 describes the comparison between Adam as our natural parent, and Christ, the Redeemer of all who believe in him. We have been made right with God because of our faith, so we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through our faith, Christ has brought us into that blessing of God's grace that we now enjoy. Christ died for us when we were unable to help ourselves. We were living against God, but at just the right time, Christ died for us. Very few people will die to save the life of someone else, even if it is for a good person. Someone might be willing to die for an especially good person, but Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and by this God showed us how much he loves us. We have been made right with God by the blood sacrifice of Christ. So through Christ, we will surely be saved from God's anger. I mean that while we were God's enemies, He made friends with us through His Son's death. And the fact that we are now God's friends makes it even more certain that He will save us through His Son's life. And not only will we be saved, but we also rejoice right now in what God has done for us through our Lord Jesus Christ. It is because of Jesus that we are now God's friends. Sin came into the world because of what one man, Adam, did, and with sin came death. So this is why all people must die, because all people have sinned. That one man, Adam, can be compared to Christ, the one who was coming in the future. But God's free gift is not like Adam's sin. Many people died because of the sin of that one man, Adam. But the grace that people received from God was much greater. Many received God's gift of life by the grace of this other man, Jesus Christ. After Adam sinned once, he was judged guilty. But the gift of God is different. His free gift came after many sins, and it makes people right with Him. One man sinned, and so death ruled all people because of that one man. But now some people accept God's full grace and His great gift of being made right. Surely they will have true life and rule through the one man, Jesus Christ. So that one sin of Adam brought the punishment of death to all people, but in the same way Christ did something so good that it makes all people right with God, and that brings them true life. One man disobeyed God and many became sinners, but in the same way one man obeyed God and many will be made right. Sin once used death to rule us, but God gave us more of His grace so that grace could rule by making us right with Him. And this brings us eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I am going to pray for each of you right now, and I ask you to join me in this prayer to God. Father God, in the name of Your one and only unique Son, Jesus Christ, I ask You to send Your Holy Spirit to touch the heart and mind of every person listening to me right now. Cause them to desire to have their sins taken away, to have that penalty for sin removed, so that through the faith You give them, they may believe and have eternal, never-ending life starting today, and have a close, personal relationship with You, Father God. Amen. Please get paper and pen ready to write down the address of Vision for Christ, so you may write a letter to us. The purpose of this program is to spread the message of what Jesus Christ has done for all people everywhere. We enjoy reading your letters to us and encourage you to write to us at Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, Ohio, 43558, United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and it works on your internet-enabled mobile phone as well as your computer. You can listen to past, present, and future programs, and we have internet links to African language Bibles, which you may read online from those links at our Facebook page. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/gospel2africa. And our main website address is gospel2africa.com. If you have comments or questions about what I have said, I invite you to write to us. Please use this address, Vision for Christ, P.O. Box 265, Swanton, spelled S-W-A-N-T-O-N, Ohio, 43558. United States of America. Our internet address is gospel2africa.com, and that is gospel2africa.com. Our Facebook page, facebook.com/gospel2africa. Until the next broadcast, this is Tim Taylor praying the great blessings of God with joy and peace upon your life as you embrace Jesus Christ in a loving, intimate relationship. I will leave you today with this text from Romans 5:8. Christ died for us while we were still sinners, and by this God showed how much He loves us.